Eric, Dr. Eric Pearl, Reconnection Healing. I've heard you say that healing is not simply physical, it's a balancing.
Healing is coming into a state of balance and returning to our natural vibration of balance, which includes a natural vibration of the light essence that we are. Light has always been considered the province of the spiritual and the metaphysical and the religious. Now science has, you could either say, encroached on that province or further substantiated that province, but we now recognize from the work of Dr. Fritz Popp in Germany and others that the DNA in each of our cells emits a specific level of light. And it's generally considered that as our health is diminishing, that light is dimming, and as our health is coming back up, that light is coming back up. We used to subscribe in standard mainstream healthcare, such as medicine, to the chemical or the biochemical concept of healing. We now know today that that concept is considered obsolete. It's considered pretty much dead. We know that healing occurs through vibration, frequency, resonance, information, entrainment, and it's communicated via energy and via light. Now, what role might this light play in our healing? We can only come at it from certain perspectives. We can only look at the bigger picture and extrapolate, but also not just from a deductive approach, but we have to look at things inductively as well. Inductively, from the smaller picture, we recognize that light plays certain roles, and from the larger picture, we recognize that light plays certain roles, including, interestingly enough, the speed of light, which was for a very long time considered to be unsurpassable. And now we have discovered things moving beyond the speed of light. Dr. William Tiller, professor emeritus from Stanford University, is known for, among other things, the Tiller-Einstein model of negative entropy. Now, to understand something so complicated, it helps if we first just understand what entropy is. Entropy is the natural tendency for things to age, to fall apart, to degenerate, to disintegrate, to fall into what science will refer to as a state of disorganization. And what increases entropy is velocity or speed. Speed freaks look older before their years. Machinery that's always run on higher speeds than the normal speed will break down sooner. So speed expedites entropy. And yet, the Tiller-Einstein model of negative entropy, which sounds very complicated, but it's quite simple. Tiller means William Tiller. Einstein means Albert Einstein. Model means, hey, well, it's a model. And negative entropy means the opposite of entropy. What that model tells us is that once we reach the speed of light, entropy becomes negative entropy, or it reverses itself. Degeneration becomes regeneration. Disorganization, reorganization. Dis-ease becomes healing or ease. So the role that light plays within our body may very well be that role that allows us to continually regenerate and heal. So then, how does the body heal? It's not that chemicals don't play a role, but what triggers them? Where's the guidance? For whatever purpose we're here on the planet, as spirit having our physical experience, our body is our vehicle that allows us, in many ways, to optimize the experience, to live it to the fullest. To do that, we have in place here as beautifully designed self-healing, self-organizing, self-regenerating organisms for which light plays that role. And yet, part of our gift here may well be to recognize that we are all one. We are all not even just connected, but we're all one. And one way to see that is to learn to struggle through the illusion of separation that we've chosen to have this experience in, the one that causes us to actually have to look at who we are, to observe and discover, and recognize that we are here to help others in their healing and their evolution. We're here to help each other heal, to recognize that we have a role to help one another heal, to evolve. And as we can facilitate healing in another being, we're actually bringing about our own healing and evolution in the process. Although it looks as if it's for another person, as we recognize that we're all one, as we help others to heal, we discover our own healing and evolution. And how this works, at least on one level, has to do with light. Not just energy, but light. And we share this field, what today science calls zero-point field. I like to refer to it as the field that refused to die. It used to be called the etheric field. And science, of course, was horrified that otherwise seemingly intelligent adults were believing in an invisible field. So science mobilized itself and disproved the etheric field. Unfortunately for science, in the early 1900s, the sucker came back. So science remobilized and disproved it a second time. And later in the 1900s, it showed up again, but so clearly that science began to recognize the strengths and the gifts of understanding this field. So to save face, science changed the name from the etheric field to zero-point field, but in reality, everyone just calls it the field and they wink. We're not just in this field, we are this field. We're blips of information, of energy, of continuous interaction, of light, of information, of resonance, and of exchange. And so without needing necessarily chemicals or surgical interaction, without necessarily needing even the illusion of physical touch, since nothing really can touch anything else anyhow, instead of stepping into the reality of us sharing in this existence of this space, of this field, we communicate and vibrate at light.
Since that field is ever-present, like God, and does not have to be invited in, does this explain then why we need the catalyst to come in and do the, pardon the expression, healing? Because it would seem obviously that a person could be healed at any time of anything if they so choose to do.
Everyone can. And on one level or another, we need to remember that. And so what the healing facilitator does by sharing a space and allowing themselves to return to a vibration of light, not sending a healing as we would perceive it, but allowing themselves to return to that vibration of light, in that space, it serves as a reminder to the other person. And figuratively speaking, a voice maybe goes off inside the other person and says, hey, I remember this. This is me vibrating as light. I think I'll do it again. And as they return to that vibration of light, anything denser than light, anything heavier than light, which pretty much tends to include most of our health challenges, has pretty much nothing left to hold on to. So if appropriate, and as appropriate for that person on their life course, these densities, these health challenges, simply fall away. And healing really is just this simple. And pretty much anything more complicated than that is designed to sell us something, whether it's on an object or whether it's on a consciousness of fear, lack, and limitation that makes us become dependent and often in a financial manner with the person who has integrated us into that fear, lack, and limitation. But healing doesn't reside in fear, lack, and limitation. It resides in love, oneness, unity, prosperity, abundance, and light. And it becomes our responsibility to, at a certain point, acknowledge our fears, recognize them, pick them up, love them, thank them, cradle them, and walk with them one step at a time into the light, so light can do what it does best, which is show that these fears and this darkness never really existed in the first place. And our growth comes from bravely stepping 1 foot at a time forward into that light.
This, in fact, is the information. When we finally recognize that we're light, this is the information that restores order where there was chaos, no?
Information is a funny concept, so I will say yes. And there's more. And I'm not exactly sure what that more is. Energy, light, and information is a continuum, such as the colors of the rainbow are a continuum. None of them are really distinctly different than one another. Information is part of what allows us to change, allows us to adapt, allows us to recognize on levels conscious, on levels other than conscious. Information is communication. It's understanding, and it's a knowingness. Sometimes knowingness becomes a state, however, without necessarily fully conscious awareness of the information, without a cognizance of which we're completely aware, but just aware of parts. Information's a tough question. It's come up now, this is the third time it's come up in this form in the past 24 hours, which is telling me quite clearly it's something I have to go inside and look at further. And I have to be all right with not getting the answer. Howsoever, I know that to the degree I'm willing to allow myself to observe and to let this thought dance in my consciousness, I will certainly be better for the information that I do become aware of and for the information I don't become aware of. We'll know more and more and more. We're here to know more. But we're here to really grow from the quest of the searching. It's not necessarily finding the answers. I'm quite comfortable that we will all know all the answers all too soon, whether it's in the very last moment of this life or the expansive consciousness of when we leave the body, we return to that light. And yet, we seem to come back to live lifetime after lifetime in different forms for different lessons, and we live in a veil that allows us to not know everything while we're here, so that we grow more in the searching. If it were about knowing everything, then maybe we would all just stay at that light. But we choose to be here for some reason. We don't understand the whole picture. If we did understand the whole picture, we wouldn't go through that roller coaster ride that we go through called life. And we'll find out more, and that will be more information at some point. I'm looking forward to the time when the young children will look up at their parents and say, "Really? Did people really used to swallow poisons to try to get healthy?" Again, reconnective healing is considered by the researchers to be a level of healing we have not had access to before. Of course, everything is God, everything is love, everything is the universe, and we are here to grow and expand, and this level of healing is an expansion of what we've had. We've had the subsets of energy, Reiki, Jirai, Jin, Shigong, Mahjong, Beijing, ABC, XYZ, 1, 2, 3, all the energy healing techniques, subsets of energy. Reconnective healing is not an energy healing technique, according to what we see in the research and according to what we see clinically with the healings. Reconnective healing is a field, its own genre of healing that's so large that the entirety of energy healing is just one important and integral part of it, but just one part of it. It expands beyond energy into light and information. the healings no longer require assistance. They no longer require that you remove your metals or your jewelry or empty the coins out of your pocket or take off battery-operated objects. They don't improve from adding crystals or amulets or pendulums or anything else into the process. As a matter of fact, they lessen by the addition of objects, because the addition of the objects tell us and has us saying to the universe that we are less than 100%. And only when we remove these objects and additions do we allow ourselves to fully become 100% to assist in these healings. And in the many different approaches to research on this, several DNA studies have been done that demonstrate that DNA is affected through this spectrum, this new, more comprehensive healing spectrum called reconnective healing, than the DNA has been affected through energy healing techniques. Different studies have happened where they have shocked DNA in very high temperatures so that it opened up, uncoiled, and in essence almost died. And with reconnective healing, it very rapidly returned to its healthy state. And in evaluation afterwards, it returned to a state where the previous weaknesses and inherent, I can't think of the word.
Imbalances?
Sure. And inherent imbalances and weaknesses of the DNA had healed, were gone when the DNA came back into balance. This was in stark contrast to energy healing, which did not bring about these results very much at all. DNA being a source of light within our bodies, or at least how light is shown throughout our bodies, by healing and evolving the DNA, we raise our light level. But we're not alone. So by sharing in this field and facilitating reconnective healings for others, their DNA evolves in the process, their level of light raises, which really means the level of light on the planet raises. Therefore, our consciousness and our evolution. There was a 3-month period of time where over 50 of my patients lost consciousness in the beginning of these healings and spoke 6 verbatim phrases. We're here to tell you to continue doing what you were doing. What you were doing is bringing light and information onto the planet. What you're doing is reconnecting strands. What you're doing is reconnecting strings. In a very condensed form, what the first phrase means, to continue what we're doing, is not to stay in the same place, but to allow it to continue to flow forward, a continuation, or to extend into a continuum. The second phrase, bringing light and information onto the planet, the energy was already here. We're extending this continuum beyond energy into light and information. The third and fourth phrases, what we're doing is reconnecting strands, and what we're doing is reconnecting strings. The reconnecting of the strands is the evolution of our DNA and the evolution of this light. And in doing so, we could, in a sense, view our brains as our hardware and our DNA and as our software. So we're, in essence, facilitating a human software upgrade that's allowing for better information from within the brain and better access to that informational internet field out there somewhere and in here somewhere. And as we do this, as we become more aware of the multidimensional, of our multidimensional existence, the multidimensional universe, we go where our awareness is. It is part of our evolution. In other words, I believe that reconnective healing and the reconnection is here because we are on the precipice of human evolution. Not the last, not the first, but the next. I know the doomsdayers like to say 2012 will be the end of the world. It won't. It might be the end of the world as we know it, and that could be a good thing. I don't think we're going to notice a big shock on December 22nd, 2012. I don't think we're going to lift up our bed sheets, look underneath, and scream because we're suddenly invisible. We might scream for other reasons, but that's another story. But 3 years, 6 years, 12 years later, we might look back and say, look at the evolution that took place. maybe starting around towards the end of the 1980s, as time began to move much more notably rapidly, as time began to expand, the consciousness change that took place all the way up to 2012, and yet there'll be more, because we are here for more. Reconnective healing and the reconnection, I believe, is here to assist in this transition for our next level of evolution. Many people have been choosing, as we've been coming up to this time, to be leaving the planet. Others of us have elected to remain here so that we can assist in this transition for those staying, and assist in the continuing transition as we bring new people onto the earth. Our consciousness levels, it's wonderful that we've evolved from where we've been, but it's also necessary so that continuing generations evolve beyond where we have been, and then maybe we get to come back and do it again and evolve further because of those generations that have followed us.
Fantastic. And such a lovely thing that you say everyone can learn to do this. We can do this with one another.
I'm not trying to be nice. It's not in my nature to try to be nice. It's my nature to be fairly objective. As objective as I can be. When people first started asking me to teach reconnective healing, I didn't think that it could happen because it wasn't anything that I had studied or that I had learned. I went home from my office as a chiropractor on a Friday thinking I was a chiropractor. I came back in on a Monday and I was something else. And as these healings began happening, all I knew was I was holding my hands in the air, feeling sensations, seeing people's bodies respond, and they were having healings. And yet, as I showed people how to feel the different sensations that I was discovering, we found that they were able to facilitate healings in other people as well, just as well. Something seems to change. Some people would say that something seems to come into existence. Others say that something dormant becomes awakened or activated. But something changes in us once we interact with this expanded frequency of healing. And then, in order to facilitate it, we have to let go of the superstitions and the techniques and the protections. This is why it might take a full weekend to teach adults, and within inside of a couple of hours, you can teach a class full of children, because children don't come in with the ego or the fear base. Children, if you fill a room with toys, a child runs and plays with the first toy that catches his or her attention until the next one does, and then they run over there. They don't stop and take out a pendulum and ask the universe if they have permission to play with that toy. They don't muscle test or O-ring or check with their guides, because they're not that foolish. What happens is we as adults run in and get worried because of our superstitions, and we tell them to protect themselves, and we instill them with fear because we've been viewing children as empty vessels that are placed here on the earth for us to fill with everything that we think we know. And maybe it's time to change that perspective, to recognize that children are placed here as empty vessels, to remind us how to become empty vessels once again. Reconnective healing can be accessed with its fullest as we return to that childhood state of love and knowingness and consciousness and abundance.